Okay, today I have a topic that's very dear to my heart. The topic is the meaning of saying Shalom Aleichem. We discussed this yesterday very briefly. We touched upon it. The meaning to say the piyut Shalom Aleichem when you come home from shul Friday night. You sing Shalom Aleichem. You sing it. You say it also. You sing it, Mr. Nussbaum. I think you guessed this.
Larry.
You say the minute to sing or to say Shalom Aleichem. Okay, so we mentioned a few ideas about Shalom Aleichem yesterday, but I want to revisit this topic and discuss it in more detail. Now, first of all, the whole idea of Shalom Aleichem is a very mystical idea that a person has angels accompany a person on his way back, on his way home from shul. Where does that come from, such a concept? So the truth is, this appears in the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Gimel. It says in Simen Gimel in Shulchan Aruch, Archaim, Kishi Yikones, Lebeis HaKise, when a person enters the Beis HaKise. This is the Archaim, this is the Mechaber. We're not talking over here mystical Sifrei Kabbalah. We're talking over here Shulchan Aruch, Archaim, the beginning, Simen Gimel. When you enter the Beis HaKise, Yoimar, you should say, Hischabdu Mechubadim, be honored, my honored ones. In other words, what it means is, the angels, if you'll please be so kind to excuse me, it's not for your honor that the mystical angels that are accompanying me, surrounding me, should come into a mokum that's not clean. I'm only a human being, and I have to go to the Beis HaKise. I have needs, and you are malachim. You come from heaven, from a holy source. It's not proper for you to go into the Beis HaKise. So, if you apologize, I have to step out for a moment. Please step aside. Hischabdu mechubadim. You, the angels who are honored, honor yourself. It's a poetic way of saying, please excuse me for a few moments. And you step into the Beis HaKise, you do your needs, and then you come out, you wash your hands, and once again, the entourage. You know, it's like the President of the United States. The Secret Service does not go into the Beis HaKise with the President of the United States. They check the Beis HaKise that it's okay, and then he goes in privately. Hischabdu mechubadim. Allah has good. This is what you're supposed to say. You're supposed to say these words before, which means that every person is surrounded by malachim. Wow, pretty cool. That's incredible. Then the Machaber himself says, my boy Sai, don't get carried away. Don't try this at home. Because the Achshav, loy nohagu loy, in our times we don't do this. But he tells us that there is such a custom. There is such a custom. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Why not? Why don't we do this?" Ki ein anu muchzakim liyare shemayim. We're no longer on a level. The Ramchab already is saying this. This was in the 17th century. Shulchan Aruch. When was Shulchan Aruch written? 16th century. Ki ein anu muchzakim liyare shemayim. We are no longer on a level of Yerei Shemayim, Shemalochim, Lavin, and Sonu, that Malochim accompany us, Shenivaksham, that we should ask them, Sheyamtin, they should wait for us, Aleinu Achenetin, until we leave. We're no longer on this level. A regular person today can't expect that he can't assume that he's surrounded by angels. We're not on a spiritual level. And therefore, some want to go further. Now let me just take a step back and tell you the Iker Makar for the halacha, for this idea, the spirit of saying Shalom Aleichem, is a Gemara in the Sechta Shabbos. Okay, Sechta Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yotes. I'm going to tie this into the Daf as well in a few moments. But this really comes from a Gemara and Shabbos. I'll read you the entire Gemara, being that we're doing this. Shnei Malachim Milavin Loy LeAdam BeErev Shabbos BeBeis HaKnesses LeBeisai. Echad, two Malachim accompany a person when he comes home from Beis HaKnesses on Friday night. Echad Tov, Echad Ra. One is good, one is evil. Shabbat LeBeisai Motzei Merdolot B'Shulchan Aruch. mitosim mutzas. When he comes home, everything is in its place. Malach toiv omer hiratzoin shetehei l'shabos acheres kach. Next week should be the same. Everything should be fine and good. Malach ra oine omein bal karcha against his will. V'imlav malach omer hiratzoin shetehei l'shabos acheres kach. Malach toiv oine omein bal karcha against his will. So the Gemara tells us that when a person comes home from shul, he is accompanied by angels. Therefore, there are gedolim that do not say the piyut shalom aleichem. They don't say it anymore in our times. Because just like it says in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Gimel, that we no longer say hischadu michubadim, because we no longer have angels accompanying us, the same way there's no angel accompanying us the whole day, there are no special angels coming home with you Friday night in the base. Base Hakneses. So you don't have to say it. It's not for us in our day and age. Yeah?
What's about function of our body? Is no Malachim involved in this?
No. Teva, Hashem created a body that it functions on its own. Hashem is, of course, no Malachim. Okay, so this is the first issue. Now, That's one, so that we'll get back to this in a few moments. So therefore, we should be aware that what we're doing Friday night is very similar to what it says in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Gimel. And it's interesting to note, Siman Gimel, no one does. Never seen a person say, before he goes in the Beis HaKisei, Hischadu Mechubadim. But almost everyone that we know says, Shalom Aleichem. And they're not saying Shalom Aleichem, that's because they don't do it, they're lazy. It's because they're lazy, or they're hungry, they're in a rush, and they're just not interested. It's not because they're not because they don't hold of the minute. So that's something to keep in mind, that where is this balance between the two, are they Malachim or they're not Malachim. Now another Makar really comes from Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin tells us about a mice where, if they're Mineir, there was a certain home where every Friday night, there was screaming. What was coming out of the shouts and screams that were coming out of the house was just incredible. So Rabbi Meir, what he did was, he would go there every Friday and spend Friday afternoon and wait until it became Shabbos to calm down the people in the house. And the Gemara there relates, and then the Gemara tells that Rabbi Meir, he heard the Shadim, the demons, saying, "Woe to us, Rabbi Meir has driven us out of this home." And what basically the Gemara means on a very similar level is Friday night is a time of strife. Friday afternoon is a very tensious, there's a lot of tension in the home. You have to get ready. You're coming into a 24-hour period of time where you can't do malacha. The food has to be put up. The house has to be clean. You have to be dressed. You have to go to shul. There's a lot of tension. As you get closer and closer to Shabbat, especially in large families, it gets very stiff. And when things are, everyone is very uptight, they can lead to fights. The Satan is working overtime Friday night. So this idea of Shalom Aleichem, Malachi HaShalom, Malachi HaShoretz, Malachi HaShalom, it's a psychological technique. We're coming into Shabbos. There are angels of peace. Malachi HaShalom, Malachi HaShoretz, that going to usher in the Shabbos. Somehow this piyut was inserted. We all go to shul, so our whole style of life is different than the way it was in ancient times. Ancient times, not necessarily that they go to shul. They daven at home. It was a technique that was incorporated into the Nusach HaTzfilah in order to calm people down. Don't get all worked up Erev Shabbos when you come to this moment of tension, which is very all sense Erev Shabbos. There's a little tension, a little fighting that goes on. So, and that's what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara acknowledges that there is such tension. Aaron Meir had to work overtime to prevent this from happening. So the Malachi HaShalom, Malachi HaShoretz is some type of prayer, some type of reminder for us. Let there be peace. Don't get worked up over things that can cause you pain and suffering. Now, the Chassam Sofer, there's a very great debate. The Chassam Sofer was in the Mamash, the Gedolei Hador. There's a very great debate if the Chassam Sofer said Shalom Aleichem, the Pid of Shalom Aleichem. There are different opinions. There are different eyewitness testimony, witnesses of what he did. There are some that say he didn't say it. Chassam said that he did not say Shalom Aleichem. He did not hold the minhag. He was mevatel the minhag because based on the Gemara says that we don't know the Shulchan Aruch. We no longer have angels greeting us. We're not in this madrega, and there's no difference between the Beis Hakisei and Shabbos. So he did not say Shalom Aleichem. Other witnesses testify that he did say it. He didn't sing it. He said it quietly because the Chassam Sofer, there are a lot of very mystical stories about the Chassam Sofer, supernatural stories. He was a very holy person. He in Chanami, he may have sensed the angels surrounding him, but he realized the average person does not have angels, and out of humility, he felt that the average person, there's no need for him to say it, because there are no angels for the average person, but he was on a higher level. He did have angels coming home with him, but he didn't want to brag about it. I don't want to brag. So he said it quietly. He did it quietly to himself. People should not hear. Don't get worked up over it. But the Chassam Sofer himself does, and we discussed yesterday that he did not say the fourth part. We'll go through it in a few moments. There are four different stanzas. The four stanzas where we tell them to go, get lost, say Tzchem L'Shalom, leave. So we discussed yesterday, how could you tell a malach to leave? Such a beautiful thing. A malach comes to greet you, to accompany you, and you're telling him to leave. How can you tell him to leave? So there are other people who testified that the Chassam Sofer did not say the fourth line, the fourth stanza, say Tzchem L'Shalom. He did not tell them to leave. He said, once you're here, stay, enjoy the meal, enjoy the zmiros, enjoy the company. But he did say the first three parts of Shalom Aleichem. The Grah, no one knows what he did. There's a debate. A lot of things with the Grah. Did he say Yiskadel, Yiskadel, Yiskadesh? Did he say Yiskadal, Yiskadash? There's a machlokes what he did, the Ma'aserav. A lot of things about the Grah. You have a conflicting testimony what he did. This is one of those things no one really can pinpoint if the Grah said Shalom Aleichem or the Grah did not say. It's unknown.
Said that they need Shalom
Bayit,
they should not say
Shalom. You should not say Svardim, the moment. Now, the Svardim of a different gear, so this is very interesting. It answers all the questions. The Svardim, they say Shalom Aleichem, right? You say Shalom Aleichem? What?
For Shalom Bayit, that is Mahaloke,
you
say that
you
should not say
Shalom. You should not say, do you know what we just said? Bit say Tzchem L'Shalom. He doesn't even realize, maybe you do, that Ashkenazim, we don't have the days. We say Shalom Barachem Baruchuni, say Tzchem L'Shalom. You just said that you don't say Bit say Tzchem L'Shalom, because if you would say it, what would you say? Bit say Tzchem. So it appears what I've read, I don't know exactly what goes on in every Sfarsha community, but what I've read over here in my sources is that Sfardim, their custom is to say, Bit say Tzchem L'Shalom. You're not dismissing them now. Welcome. Welcome to our home. Shalom Aleichem. Bayachem L'Shalom. Bless us. Berchuni L'Shalom. And not now. Stay, enjoy the meal. But by the time the meal is over, I'll probably fall asleep. So, Bit say Tzchem L'Shalom. When you leave. If and when you leave. But not now. Bit say Tzchem L'Shalom.
Not to say if there is Mahaloke.
Okay, so you said if there's machloikis in the house, then don't say it. Yeah. If you don't get along with your wife, then don't say it. Because
the malachim should be
should make shalom. Aha, okay. But generally speaking, the side that they say, bit say Tzchem L'Shalom. There's another minhag in which the compromise. And the compromise is the first two times you say Bit say Tzchem, and the last time you say Tzeis, like a hybrid. Now I'll just tell you, it's very interesting to read the different minhagim. I asked yesterday if anyone heard of this, that not to say Tzeis Tzchem L'Shalom. Every time they never heard of this. No one ever heard not to say Tzeis Tzchem L'Shalom. So what? You don't say Tzeis Tzchem L'Shalom. So you were the only yesterday. Yes, no one heard this. But let me read you what it says. This is very interesting. What it says over here: Imzos Yiduim Oyd Migdoli Yisrael Shleinu Charuz. The Chassam Sofer, we don't know what he did the first three, but one thing is for sure, he writes that you should not say Tzei Tzchem L'Shalom, period. The Maram Eish, I don't know who this is, and the Divrei Chaim is Sans, he says his minig was on the Yitzhav Leif and the Divrei Yol Satmar Rebbe. Did not say, and the Biala Rebbe, the Chalkas Yeshua, they all did not say Tseischem L'Shalom. Because how can you tell Malach to how can you dismiss the Malachim? Luma Zos, Luma Asam, Hoyu Anshe Ma'ilu Shonogu Kuminik HaSfardim, V'yosifu Beis, they did say Tseischem, right, Bit Tseischem, right. And then there is a Pshar from the Binad Varna, some community, you know that Nardvarna? You know this? Nardvarna? Okay, what is it? City? Was a city? It was a community? Where was this? Poland? Okay. Haminig Loimar? The minig is to say Pamayim twice. The first two times you say Tseischem, Uvashlishes. The third time you say Bitseischem. Compromise between the. Okay, so there are different opinions of what you say. Now let's go further. Now here is okay, let's go to the nusach. Let's look at the actual nusach. The nusach, there's a contradiction. When the malachim first arrive, it says shalom aleichem, malachei hashores, angels that minister, and then who are malachei elyon, mimelech malachei elochem hakadosh baruch hu. Then we go on to say. After we say we greet them and we call them the Malachi Hashores, Malachi Elyon, we then say to them, come, enter. And we say, Shalom, peace unto you, enter. But here we describe them differently. Malachi Hashalom, Malachi Elyon. So the question is, and that's what we do for the for number 3 and 4. Number 3 also, Berchuni, after we tell them to come, bless us. Malachi Hashalom, Malachi Elyon. And we tell them to leave, we also call them Malachi Hashalom, Malachi Elyon. So the question is, why in the first Chavuz, in the first stanza, do we refer to them as Malachi Hashores? Malachi Elyon, and Charuz 2, 3, and 4, do we refer to them as Malachi Hashalom? Peace. So there are a number of answers. The first answer, this is a very common answer, we'll just give a number of the commentators, is when Malachim first come, they're very cautious, they're very distant from us. They come in and they, oh no, we have to go. Hashem told us to go. We have no choice. Rebbeinu Shlom give us a command, go to the Jewish people and spend some quality time with them. So they come to us and they say, no, we have to go to these earthlings. They're not from unsere Menschen. They're not. These are mundane people. They're sinners. They're lowly creatures. We're malachim. We don't want to have anything to do with you. We just have no choice. We have no choice. We have to come. So we're doing Hashem's will. So when they first arrive, they're distant. They're malachi hashores. They're ministering angels in heaven who are forced to come. And then you know what happens? They come. They spend some quality time. And you know what? You know what they say? You know, these guys, they're not so bad. They're not so bad after all. Like, you know, you have some, you go to some community, like, you know, you never, the Hasidim, these extremists, and these one, that one. And then, you know, not so bad. You go to some community that you don't think very highly of, one way or another, and then when you spend some time, you realize they're okay. That's exactly what happens. After the Malachim, we greet them, and they see us, and they see how we are Mechavet Shabbos, and how we're Mekayim Mitzvos in a very dignified way, they come to the realization that we're not so bad. And therefore they turn into Malachi Hashores, which has the connotation that the only minister in heaven, to Malachim of peace, Shalom. And that's why for the remaining 3, 2, 3, and 4, it's a beautiful Musar Haskel in dealing with other people.
They're at peace
with us. And originally they're not at peace with us, and then they become at peace with us. Okay, that's one answer. Another answer.
Something?
And let me finish up, then you'll tell me. I'm running out of time. Let me just say a few things.
Because it is connected to this.
Okay, let me just say a few more things, because it all connects. You'll say at the end, because there are a few more things. Maybe we'll cover one of your points. Another answer given to explain this question. This touches upon, we learned in the Daf Yomi a few days ago, about the Malachi Hashares, about the Chole, you're not allowed to be Mispalel in Aramaic, because the Malachim do not know how to they don't understand Aramaic, they only understand Hebrew. So there's a Tais that talks about what he talks about, the Malachi Hashares understand even a person's thoughts. Talks about Malachi Hashares, but another answer given to this question is that there are really two different types of angels. When we say Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Hashares, no one is here yet. In other words, we're here on earth, and now the heavens are opened. And in heaven, there are many different types of angels. All the angels in total are called Malachi Hashares. So we greet them, Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Hashares, Malachi Elyon. We greet all the angels, but who is going to come to us? Not all of them. Because most of them are not allowed to come to human beings. They're in higher worlds. There's only a very small, select group of angels who are hired, whose role is to come down to this world, to the Shabbos table. They are called the Malachi HaShalom. So Malachi HaShares is a generic term which is koilel all the various types of angels, which most of them cannot and will not come to greet us. But the heavens are open. So Shalom Aleichem, Malachi HaShares, Malachi Elyon. Then when we say come join us, you're not going to go send an invitation to the president. He's not going to come. He's just not going to come. You'll send an invitation to your neighbors, because they will come. So say, Bayachem l'sholoim, welcome, Malachi HaSholoim. Only that small group of angels who are called Shom, we want you to come. This is a whole different answer. Two different titles from Malachim, those that will come and those that will not come. Okay, another answer given. Okay, that's those are the only two answers that I know of to give to why the difference between Malachi Hashares and Malachi Elyon. Now, something very interesting. We discussed that many people do not say the last charuz of Tzeischem L'Sholem. We should be aware of Chaim V'Lozhin. Okay, of Chaim V'Lozhin, who was the first yeshiva in modern times, modern history. Chaim V'Lozhin, he did not say the third charuz, Baruchuni L'Sholem. Because this is a very controversial thing in Gra, you don't ask angels to bless you. Angels are powerless. Angels are just represent the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So how can you dare go and say, Baruchuni L'Sholem, angel bless me? This gets into the issue in Slichos. Do you say Machnise Harachamim? How much do we refer to Midas Harachamim, Olai Hiskagalti? There are many sections in the Nusach, what? It's part of Slichos.
It was in the Daf.
What? In the Daf, yeah, 2 days ago. In the Daf 2 days ago, that you are being mispalel in front of a chayla. You should not be mispalel in Aramaic, because the Malachim do not understand Aramaic. So what? Right. You're praying to the Malachim. Who cares about the Malachim? So the answer is the Malachim, they're going to assist in taking your tefillos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you have to get around it. But this is a controversial topic of how much we make mention of angels in our prayers. Because everyone agrees angels have no power. They are just representatives, they are assistants. So do we mention them, do we not mention them? But you definitely don't tell them to do something for you, because they don't have the power. Here, this appears to violate every rule in the book when you tell the Malachim, bless me, Berchuni, bless me. Welcome, come, and bless me. But you angel have no power to bless me. It's a chutzpah for you to bless me. Only Hashem can bless me. So in a chanami, of Chaim V'Lozhin. did not say. So you knocked out two parts of the Shalom Aleichem. You knocked out the end, you knocked out the beginning. The first two parts, you could also knock out because of Schadim Chubadim. And also there's a steer. The first part is Malachi Asharis and Malachi Yeshar, Malachi Elyon. Okay, another thing. Another answer why we say this goes back to the Gemara of why, going back to dismissing the Malachim. Seischem l'shalom. I saw a beautiful idea that these malachim that greet us on Shabbos are really the malachim that we all learned this when we were children, that when a person does a mitzvah, he creates a malach. And that malach serves as an advocate for a person. The malachim that are coming home with you on Shabbos are all of the mitzvos that you have done throughout the entire week. When we recite Kabbalah Shabbos, we mention this, in Kabbalah Shabbos we begin with six chapters. Those six chapters correspond to the 6 days of the week. Each chapter corresponds to the Shir Shal Yom of that day. When you begin Shabbos, you are reviewing the week. You are, look at Shabbos. We've gone through a whole week. Let's take inventory. What happened? On Sunday, this happened. Monday, this happened. Tuesday, this happened. It's a very healthy thing to take inventory, to know what's going on. Part of taking inventory is not just doing tshuva for all the sins that you've done during the week, but you need a little chizuk. You have to look, it was a good week. On Sunday, I did all of these mitzvahs. On Monday, I did these mitzvahs. On Tuesday, I had an opportunity to do a mitzvah that I never did my whole life. Wednesday, I did this. Thursday, I did this. Friday, I did this. Every mitzvah that you have done created a malach. All of those malachim accompany you home Friday night. Those are the malachim that you are greeting with you Friday night. Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Hashoreis, Malachi Elyon. Welcome. You created. These are your people, your creatures. And you say, Boachem L'shem, come into the home. Bless me. Bless me for all the good things I've done. I've created you. You owe it to me. And then, now comes the beautiful part. And now, go to Shemayim. That's right. Leave. I've created you. Be my advocate. Seischem l'shalom. Go to Shemayim, to heaven, and report, present yourself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and be my advocates. Like you have by Yaakov and Esav. Shalcheini ki ola hashachar. He was fighting with the Mafasar Shal Esav. It was dawn, and the Malach was like, I gotta go, I have to go sing Shira. Now's my time. Now's my chance. Shalcheini ki ola hashachar. I gotta go. That's what we're doing. We created you, and now we're sending you to Shemayim to sing Shir on our behalf. That's exactly why we tell them Tseisan. These are not malachim of Shabbos. These are malachim of our accomplishments for the week, and therefore that's how we usher in the Shabbos, by recapping that we've come to the shlemus of the week, going through the entire process. That's one approach. Another approach, the reason why we tell them Al Tseischem L'Shem comes from Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu, when he left Eretz Yisrael to go find the Zivuk, after his uncomfortable situation with Esav, he got the brachos from Yitzchak. So he comes to Beisel and he sees the sulam, malachei elokim v'nei sulam mutzav arza, and the malachei elokim oilim v'yardim are going up and down. What does Rashi say? When you leave Eretz Yisrael, there are certain malachim that only work in Eretz Yisrael, and then there are special malachim that only operate in Chutz Li'aretz. And when you pass the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, there's a change of guard. There's a change of guard. So the malachim of Eretz Yisrael, that's it, you're leaving, they're going up, you're going to Chutz Li'aretz, different malachim, whole different mahalach, new malachim come down and take you to Chutz Li'aretz. Same thing in time. The malachim, hischabdim chubadim, right? Hischabdim chubadim. That you go to the Beis HaKisei. You have malachim, they surround you the whole week. You go to the Beis HaKisei, excuse me for a few moments. I have to take care of a few things. Step outside. Hischabdim. Those are malachim of the week. When it comes Shabbos, they come home with you. When you say Shalom Aleichem, you thank them for their service. You thank them. You've been your good civil servants. You've done great things. But Shabbos, your term is over. That's it. Your term is over. It's Shabbos. It's now time for a new shift. It's like going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Li'aretz, from Chutz Li'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Seischem l'shalom. It's time for you to go. Shabbos has begun. On Shabbos, I have a different set of malachim, Shabbistic malachim. So you're sending away the chol malachim, and you're menela. You don't actually say shalom. It could be he's saying shalom aleichem to the malachim. I think that's what he means. He's saying shalom aleichem to the new malachim of Shabbos, and when he's saying tseischem l'shalom, it's to the malachim of the chol of the week. It's not the same malachim he's saying. You're not saying welcome and goodbye. What kind of host are you? Welcome and get lost. He's saying welcome to the new, and he's saying goodbye to the outgoing shift. Okay, like you have in the Beis Hamikdash, the new Mishmar comes and the new Mishmar goes, but they overlap. They overlap on Shabbos. They're both together on Shabbos to do Mishmaras.
And also, it said that men is coming from the shul to Malachim.
That's the Gemara. That's Enochanan. That's another approach. That's the Gemara.
Home, says, see everything
I
say.
Said that in the Gemara. That's what we started. We started with that. That's what it says. The Gemara Shabbos. That's Kufiyat Tes Enochanan. So these are different approaches to understand the Malachim. What are going on? Now let me lead you with this story to conclude. Let me conclude with the story from the Chofetz Chaim. Okay, this is a joke. Rav Leib Chassman, one of the Gedolei Hadar, was once a guest by the Chofetz Chaim, and Rav Leib Chassman appears to have arrived at the Chofetz Chaim home very late in the day. He was traveling and he was very hungry and very tired and very weak, and he came to the Chofetz Chaim in the very last moment, whatever the situation was. Chofetz Chaim was the host. He took him to shul, they daven, they come home, and the Chofetz Chaim right away. First, he walks in right away. Vayichulu here, vayvoker yom hashishi. 1, 2, 3. He made kiddush, and they brought challah and they're studying fish. Then after they ate the fish, Chofetz Chaim takes out the siddur and he starts singing Shalom Aleichem, Eish Haschayil, and starts singing all the stuff he say before davening. So, Avril Chasa, my high. What's this? Is not your minhag. I was by you in the past. I know that you klal Yisrael. You don't say Shalom Aleichem in the siddur. You say Shalom Aleichem before the Suda starts. So the Chofetz Chaim said, listen, I know there was an emergency and you were very tired and you didn't eat the whole day. You didn't eat the whole day. You're starving. I can see it on your face. So you come home. You came home with me. The Malachim came home with me. Everyone was here in the house. And normally I greet the Malachim and I ask them for their bracha and I dismiss them. But you know, you're very hungry. You're in pain. The Malachim, they don't need food. They're not hungry. They're not hungry. So better you eat. We make kiddush. You eat. Let the Malachim wait a few minutes. nothing's going to happen to them. They'll wait around. You are in pain. You are in need. We'll take care of you. And then when you are after your needs have been taken care of, we'll then take care of the Malachim. You're more important than the Malachim. That's a very big Mishraskel. Just to review the verb we said yesterday, another reason why we say Tzitz L'Shalom, the beautiful is because the Klal Yisrael on Shabbos are on a higher Madrega than the Malachim. And the Malachim are not Roy for Kedusha Shabbos. So therefore, it's a private party. It's a private party. We welcome them. We take their brachas, but we acknowledge among ourselves how fortunate we are. Ashrei matav chelkinu mayafa yidusha seinu is that we have Shabbos, something which the Malachim are not even shayach to. So it's a psychological technique to impress upon us how fortunate we are. We have things that even the greatest malachim are not shayach to, and therefore we have to dismiss them because only we can appreciate what Shabbos is truly all about. Okay, we'll stop here.